PKI consists of 5 components that work together to ensure information security. These components are systems, software, tokens, certificates, and keys. Systems must be public key enabled to interface with PKI. This involves replacing existing authentication systems or creating new user authentication systems using PKI certificates instead of previous technologies, such as user ID and password. For example, applications such as the one you use to log your working and leave time may have controlled access through PKI, which would require you to use your PKI certificates on your CAC and your CAC PIN to authenticate your identity to access those applications. Software, too, must be public key enabled to realize the securities that PKI provides. For example, Microsoft Outlook is public key enabled so that you may digitally sign and encrypt email and attach documents. As a user, though, you will be most concerned with the last 3 components of PKI, because that is where your personal information for PKI resides. These components are tokens, certificates, and keys. Select each of these 3 components to learn more.